Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Show me the money.
Rolling this time of each and every Friday. I was fellow black with Ian Potts. What's up, Ian? How you doing this morning, man? What you got, man?
Happy Friday, Sports Shop. How's everybody doing?
Great. How are you?
Wonderful, especially coming off last week. Had such a great week last week.
Oh, Lord.
What about you, Ian? You have a great week last week?
I had a great week. I had a bye week last week.
I know you did.
Mm-hmm. So what we got, Ian?
Matter of fact, do you guys mind if I do a shout-out?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got to give a quick shout-out to myself. I'm going to tell you guys why, because earlier this year, I was in Vegas, and I took a bet on the Arizona Cardinals. The over and under was 8 wins on the season. Now, I didn't think they was going to be the number one team in the NFL, but I knew that 8 wins was too low, and I covered that bet last week. So,
Wow.
I mean, I could have told you that.
You want to go shopping?
Well, I don't know. The Arizona Cardinals, really?
I mean, really, that's a risk. Would you put a dollar on it?
No. A little more than a dollar. But,
you know. I ain't mad at you, though. But I would have taken that bet, actually, if I would have known that, because I said it in, you know, preseason. I picked Arizona.
Yeah, because
Shorty 40, my man.
When Green went down there, I mean, Shorty
40, my man.
Good point.
And I did that back in May, too.
So, oh.
You know, just so
yeah, K-Mac.
Yeah, K-Mac, just so you know.
Well, let me tell you something, bruh. I had a lot of other stuff going on back in May. Other than hanging out in Vegas.
Yeah. What we got?
All right, here's the hot picks of the week. Now, before I make these picks, my record on the year is 6-6.
Oh, he's 500.
We are 500, but we're looking to go above 500 big time this week. Now, I like all favorites this week. I'm going to go with a tough favorite, but I'm going to tell you the reason why in a second. So the favorite you should go with this week is Kansas City over Denver. The spread right now is 9, according to FoxBet. But guess who has an amazing record coming off a bye? Just take a wild guess.
That would be Kansas City.
Yes.
Right.
Shocking.
Andy Reid's record off a bye is 19-3. I don't know if you guys remember a few weeks ago when I was talking about Pete Carroll's record off a bye.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid's record off a bye is even better.
Okay.
And my other pick, I'm going to do a college game this week, too. So we know the big game coming up this week is Bama versus Georgia.
We sure do.
So, I'm going to give you guys an exclusive pick right now.
Ooh.
So the pick that you guys should make if you're in the college is take the under on the overall score.
Mm.
Now, the overall score combined is supposed to be 49.5, and I think this is going to be a battle of the defenses. I really think it's going to be a low-scoring game, so I would take the under on the score.
Mm. Okay.
Can't tell you guys a winner yet.
So
I don't see a shootout. You're right about that.
Georgia's still favored by how much?
Georgia's favored by 6 now.
Yeah. Wow. I was going to say probably close
it
to
was, it was 6.5 and it just dropped down a little bit. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it dropped down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Don't count the table now.
How y'all feel about that?
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
I'll just be happy with what we got. You know, just to get as far as we've made it so far this season.
There you go.
That's the best we can ask for. Just trying to move it down the field.
That's all we're trying to do.
Just keep the ball in front of you.
Just the, only for the ability to be able to touch the hems of their gums.
And the good thing about K-Mac, if we take an L, we can start our recruiting early because recruiting season starting this week. Anyway, yeah, what else you got?
Lord have mercy. Helping me.
Hey, that was it for me. Those are two picks.
Okay.
We are taking Kansas City with the spread, which is at 9, according to FoxBet, and the under on the Bama and Georgia game, which is at 49.5, according to FoxBet.
Okay.
Hold on. So, don't call in here. I need to know What's the prediction on the Vegas Washington football team matchup? That's what I need to know.
That one's at -2.5 Vegas.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
-2.5, Mr. Vegas.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. Don't come in with you know, crying and, you know.
Anyway.
So, Ian, I have a quick question. Because we're learning how to do this betting, right?
Right.
So, when we're looking at the teams, we need to get the history on the bye record, right? Like,
I would because, you know, you got teams that's coming off of depending on how they go into the bye week is usually how they might come out the bye week. So I would definitely pay attention to that.
Okay.
All right. Always good to talk to you, my friend. We're going to see whether or not you go above 500 after this weekend. We'll see, my friend. All right. Have a good weekend. Take care, man. Appreciate
you. You guys enjoy.
All right. Always bet on Black with Ian Parks. That's good stuff, man. Hey.